Coming up, the New York Football Giants continue to add to their roster on day two, bringing in safety Tyler Newbin. We dive in coming up next. Yes, my friends, it's OGP, the One Giant Podcast, where you know that I am one of your hosts, Adam Armbrecht, and soon, TBD, Andrew Mackowitz will be joining us as well. We're healthy, we're wealthy, we're wise. We're looking at the New York Football Giants and the 2024 draft, where obviously on day one, pick six, no movement, couldn't trade up, didn't want to trade back. They take Malik Nabers, they get a stud weapon to add into the wide receiver room. On day two, it really was, as we're going to talk about here, all the ways in which the top of the second round kind of fell apart if you had certain visions of players that you liked for the Giants, but also broke their way when it comes to safety Tyler Newbin. So we'll talk about Newbin. We'll talk about Phillips. He was a guy that was on our list, certainly, and what it means for the Giants going forward here. Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, they met with the media as well late last night. They talked about both these players and then also kind of the draft process and how things can unfold, whether it's day one, day two, and now going to day three. And you have to be flexible, have to have the ability to look at your board and say, okay, this is what we were hoping for, this is where we're at now, what do we think we're getting? So first and foremost here, let's start off with Tyler Newbin. As we get, you know, a little bit of that early Saturday morning, thanks for joining us live over on YouTube as well. I've appreciated everybody that's been in through this, going over these last couple of days, and had some great interactions with everybody as well. So day two kicks off here, and if you were watching the first round and you're thinking about former Joe Shane, Brian Daboll ties with the Buffalo Bills, we talked about Keon Coleman a lot. He goes first there in the second round, 33rd to the Buffalo Bills, who had traded with the Kansas City Chiefs. So end up finding their wide receiver. But ultimately, as we work our way all the way down to 15, it's going to be Tyler Newbin. Now, first and foremost on him, we talk about a player who overall was 52nd, so technically he does fall into the wheelhouse here for the Giants. Remember, we were talking about safety Jaden Hicks, 59th overall, number two at the position ranking as safety. But to be clear, you heard Nick Saban talk about this on the broadcast. He believes that Tyler Newbin was the best safety in this draft. And from our perspective, well, I really like Jaden Hicks. I was talking about how if he's there at 70, you can start to think about that. Maybe you get the cornerback in the second round. You end up getting a player who is 6'2", 200 pounds, very instinctual guy, going to be someone who can be physical, can play down towards the box there, obviously, has the ability to play deep, too high safety looks. You think about what the Giants have in there currently with Pinnick, going to pair him with that. You think about Dane Belton in behind him. All of a sudden, the key word, especially, it applies to both sides of the ball here. You think about Shane Bone, you think about the defense, versatility, versatility, versatility. And one of the other areas that we know the Giants struggled in when we think back to last season and in just years past in general, covering tight ends for the opposition. So a 6'2", 200 pounder, he's going to be able to go ahead and match up inside of those tight end groups as well. And you like the way that he kind of tracks the quarterback, understands the game. He's going to get guys. This is to go to Joe Shane's commentary when he spoke last night, going to have a player that's going to get everybody into the right positions on the field, put them in a good spot to be successful when it comes to down over down, making sure we're lined up, making sure, you know, you think about up the middle here, as we'll get Andy in a second. Think about up the middle of this defense now, right? Defensive front and pressure, yes, but why did you bring in Bobby Okereke? Wanted to have a leadership voice to helping to set that table in the front seven. Why do you bring in a guy like Tyler Newbin with the 47th overall pick? Because he's going to be the anchor of that defense. He's going to get these players in the right position throughout the secondary, which is going to be a very young secondary, as we'll talk about Andrew Phillips here coming up as well. This is going to be a young team, but the belief is that Tyler Newbin comes in, brings you leadership, brings you a culture changer, as they talked about in the press conference. Why? Because Minnesota, he's regarded as being a culture changer for the Minnesota Gophers in his time there as well. So excellent player, love the pick. Surprised that he was there in a lot of ways for the Giants, but that being the case, we get one, Andrew Mackowitz up on the big board into the big screen. And we let you know today's episode, of course, is brought to you by Pytential.com. P-I-E-T-E-N-T-I-A-L. Why? That spells Pytential. It is an online assessment tool, basically a free survey for individual users, sets a baseline for your well-being, gives you tools to improve over time, and also tracks your progress. It's a great opportunity, whether you are someone who did not get drafted as high as you hoped, or maybe someone who became the apple of a team's eye, and now all of a sudden the pressure is on you. Go ahead and get over to Pytential.com and continue to find ways to improve yourself. Andy, we welcome you in. We're talking about Tyler Newbin. We're talking about that second round selection and a little bit of the surprise that a player like that was there, even though, as I mentioned at the top, 52nd overall. But in a lot of mocks, this is top of the second round kind of territory. And I was just going to start to get into how the board fell for the Giants here, even if it fell poorly and then ended up falling well, because a big run on cornerbacks happens just ahead of the Giants.
Yeah, of course, Adam. When we came in live yesterday morning, we talked a little bit about how the board looked great. And there were, of the next 24 or 25 or so players that were listed on the board, six of them were cornerbacks. And cornerback was obviously an area of need for the Giants. You had Kool-Aid McKinstry. You had a whole host of players up there that we said, man, Cooper DeJean, imagine if he falls to the Giants. Instead,
yeah, Kamari Lassiter, Max Melton, everyone underneath the sun here was just sitting there for the Giants to say, oh, when we get to 50, when we get to 47, excuse me, it'll just be our choice of all the incredible talents we want to go with.
I'm sure every team feels like this, but I was like, man, do they know that the Giants desperately need one and that like whichever one they want is never going to fall? Like, that's how it felt as a fan watching the draft unfold. You know, obviously the Giants need running back help. You saw someone trade up in front of the Giants in order to get Jonathan Brooks.
Yeah, Carolina Panthers get up there for him. Joe Shane, by the way, to wrap in, because it's good to wrap in how things were unfolding there. Last night in the press conference, they asked him specifically about that. Hey, were you thinking maybe running back? I can't remember who it is with Carolina. He said, we're best friends. We go back a long ways. He had called us. We had talked to them, but it didn't seem like the impression there was Giants were not keyed in on the potential of taking a Jonathan Brooks. So it wasn't necessarily about getting ahead of the Giants. It was for Carolina just trying to find that spot, and they ended up going a couple places there and getting their guy.
Yeah, GM Dan Morgan, he's been connected. I believe he was in Buffalo as the player personnel guy with Joe Shane, so they obviously have a good relationship. I'm sure that they had some communication back and forth and were pretty transparent with each other, at least like this is not the direction we're going.
You're not
going
to take my running back, are you?
Please don't take him or trade or do something. Help me out here. But to your point, we kind of locked in on the idea that the Giants were going to go ahead and get a cornerback. And then when the slide happens, you kind of look at it and say, well, we need to address other areas of need. We shouldn't be reaching, especially in this round at 47 for a guy that maybe can be gotten there later. Funnily enough, the guy that they ended up getting later was someone that people were saying, well, why don't you just go up and get the guy that you want?
Yep.
Coincidentally, the Giants were able to get two impact players. Tyler Newbin is an interesting one to me. The way that he's been described from multiple people is he is just purely instinctual, right? Yep. He just gets the idea of being a safety. He has this innate ability to take two or three steps away, watch the eyes of the quarterback, and then pounce, then strike, bait guys into making the incorrect play, thinking that he's out of position. He is a ball hawk. That's another thing that's mentioned about him. He is a leader.
13 interceptions.
I mean, yeah, he literally finds a way to get to the ball. He is awesome at that. That is his number one trait. It's instinctual. He's a ball hawk. He just knows where to be. And you heard, if anyone saw the clip, I really do love the clips where you see Joe Shane and Brian Daboll calling the players to let them know that they're bringing in the pick. Man, what an emotional roller coaster that must be, right, Adam?
Oh, by the way, because Joe Shane, like, you know, it's like we're in the middle of a draft and we're really excited to have you, but we also have the next picks coming up. We're taking phone calls. We're doing all these things, but you want to get in touch with these guys. Tyler Newbin, and this happened, we'll talk about with Andrew Phillips as well. But Tyler Newbin, like, you can hear him, like, he's trying to. I mean, he says, you're going to get all of me. You're going to get everything. You made a great choice. But he's trying to, like, you can tell he's emotional about it. He's incredibly excited. He's incredibly grateful and thankful. And Joe Shane is like, that's awesome. I'm gonna pass you off to Daboll now. You know, he's like, hey, listen, we really like you. We like all the traits about you. Can't wait to get you. He's like, oh, he's like, yeah, totally. He's like, all right. You know, he's like, you have a good day now.
Tyler, we already put the pick in. You don't have to sell us anymore. You know,
you've done it. You don't have to convince us anymore.
Yes,
it's not pro day, but pure joy there. Yeah.
I mean, just you know, I know we're taking it off on a tangent, but it is part of the best part of why the draft is so cool.
Of course.
Because the second that, you know, Joe Shane says, hey, this is Joe Shane of the New York Giants, you can hear Tyler Newbin immediately start like getting that choked up feeling in his voice, knowing that the next words that Joe Shane are going to say is, are you ready to be a New York Giant? Right. Those are the moments in the draft that just fire you up. I know we're going to talk about Andrew Phillips because, man, a video of him not speaking was almost even more impactful than what Tyler Newbin did. But it is great. The other thing that when they handed the phone off to Brian Daboll, he said, we want you to bring that, you know, intangibles. We know that you're a ball hawk. And he says, we need that leadership from you. That's another piece of this where it's like, he's an older player. He's a veteran. He's instinctual ball hawk leader. He's a guy that, you know, is going to come in and work hard. And it, you're not going to have to corral him or gatekeep him or do anything. He's a great pick for the Giants. I think he fell a little bit because his 40 time wasn't that great. I think he ran a 4.56. So he doesn't have top line speed. I saw, I was just in the comments on X talking to different people. You know what's interesting? I think Dan Snyder wrote about this. He follows the Giants very closely. He was saying, you know, top line speed for a safety feels like one of the more overrated attributes that you have. Like, yes, you'd like them to be able to handle a speedster one-on-one in man coverage, but like, it's more about putting yourself in the right place and in the right position. And so, like, if he falls because he has a 4.56 40 time, it's to the benefit of the Giants. And the one thing I'll say to prove that point is Ed Reed is considered one of the greatest football players ever, right? Mm-hmm. One of the greatest safeties ever. Felt like he had that instinctual way to just bait quarterbacks into making the wrong choice. You hear Peyton Manning has talked about Ed Reed being the greatest football player he's ever played against. He's like, Ed Reed knew, like, I was going to audible out of this. I was going to try to move this guy around. Ed Reed was three steps ahead of me, baiting me into making the wrong play. Ed Reed ran a 4.57 40, so he was slower than what Tyler Newbin was. So I think it's to the benefit of the Giants that the 40 time ended up being what it is, because we wouldn't have been able to get Tyler Newbin had he ran a 4.45 40, and, you know, at the combine.
And remember, too, scheme matters here, right? You're talking about, is this a defense that wants to have the safety playing down to line of scrimmage and picking up wide receivers? You're going to go zero coverage and bring blitzes and put them into a man-to-man spot on the outside? Well, yeah, then that's going to be a little bit difficult for Tyler Newbin. But if you're talking about setting that table at the back end of this defense, when we look at that depth chart and we see we have Tyler Newbin, you know they brought in the veteran Jalen Mills, but Pinnick is going to be back there. Dane Belton is the young player that we think we're still trying to bring along, and Joe Shane mentions Javarius Owens as well, coming in with last year's draft class. You have this group now. It's primarily younger players, right? I mean, Jalen Mills, a veteran, but I wouldn't threaten him to be a starter here. But Pinnick has experience, obviously, in this system. So you're talking about young core, a player in Tyler Newbin that I would expect is going to become kind of that vocal leader on the back end of this defense in short order when he gets into training camp.